Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. This is our special election edition. We talk to the candidates about the issues important to you and your business. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems.
The South Haven Chamber of Commerce and South Haven Business Beat Podcast does not endorse any candidate or their position. All candidates running for office were invited to join the podcast.
Here is our host, Kristen Engelkay.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the South Haven Business Beat. I'm your host, Kristen Engelkay, and this is a special edition. We are taking time to interview the candidates that are running for city office in South Haven. And this episode, I have with me Miss Judy Lewis, and she is running for Ward 1. Miss Judy, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
If you would, just take a quick minute. I introduced you by name and the ward you're running for, but can you kind of give everyone just an overview of where Ward 1 is? Because so many people, they like, I have no idea even what ward I'm in. So kind of what neighborhoods you cover and that sort of thing?
Okay, Ward 1 encompasses Carriage Hills, Greenbrook, Brook Hollow, and the town and country area that's back behind Dale's Restaurant.
Okay, so all of our little West End district,
yes,
kind of area.
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Where is their voting precinct going to be for this?
Their voting precinct is at the South Haven Library on Northwest Drive on April the 1st.
Okay, awesome. Let's jump right in. How long have you been a resident here in South Haven?
Over 20 years.
Okay, so you are a lifer.
Yes, I am. I, of course, as most lifers, you grow up and you think it's greener on the other side, but it's not always, and South Haven has always been home. So although I did graduate high school here in 1976, I came back, and this South Haven is home. It's my heart.
Awesome. I love that very much. So over the years, there's been a ton of change in 20 years. I'm born and raised right here in DeSoto County. I tell everybody I'm a lifer too, because I've moved like 4 times and I've never left the county. So this is home for sure.
Right.
All the changes and things that you've seen, can you tell me just a couple of things that maybe you've seen over the last couple of years that you think that city officials and just the mayor or aldermen or whatever are doing right? Some things that you see are going in the right direction?
Well, I think that the city, that they, in trying to bring back business, I think that they have done a good job of that. They have, of course, we all know about Silo Square, that is doing great. They are attempting to work on the West End side, and it's going to need a little help, a little push, and I hope that some of my ideas might help in that push.
I love that, because the chamber is going to play an integral part of that with the West End redevelopment, and that is where our office is based, so that is where our heart is too.
Right.
So this is they say the old South Haven, but South Haven's only 44 years old, so it's not old. It's the original South Haven.
That's right.
And we definitely need a little bit more love over here on this side of town.
Yes,
so
we do.
I love that you are going to, if you're elected, be partnering with that initiative. And on the flip side of that, what are some things maybe that you see that are pain points or challenges that you hope to be able to work on if you are elected into office?
I think probably my number one thing is continuing to work with the police department and keeping the West Side safe. They've done an awesome job in that. I do want to do the same. I want to partner with them and get them anything that they need. Number two is that I want to work with code enforcement. Rental properties that are not kept up. The last thing that we need is property values going down. I'm a homeowner. I came from a realtor's family, And I'm truly in belief that a home ownership is the single biggest investment most people ever make in their lifetime. And nobody wants to see their investment going down the tubes.
Absolutely. And that is a difficult situation, trying to rein in the control and the delicate balance in a neighborhood when so many of them are leaning towards rental properties that may or may not be taking care of those properties the way that they should. And that does affect the neighborhood and the community.
Yes, it does.
And I love several of the people that we've interviewed have actually leaned into that is a concern. And I'm really excited to see that is something that is on people's agenda, that is something that is being recognized as an issue and you're wanting to get out in front of it, because that is one of the key things that as a community member is very important to us in the community, because that just lines right into that same safety standards,
right?
Because it makes a huge difference.
Yes.
So thank you for that. Absolutely. So one of the questions that we ask everybody also, with all of the increased growth here in South Haven and all of the things, infrastructure is trying to keep up, but traffic has become just a major, major issue, especially in the Get Well corridor with Silo and Snowden Grove and all of those things. And I know that they've started widening Get Well Road, and I just want to see what your take on things is and if you have any sort of plans or initiatives to help grow or facilitate the infrastructure, keeping up with the growth that South Haven is seeing.
I think that part of the city, I think our aldermen, our board, our mayor, they have done a great job in building that infrastructure. As far as me giving you any ideas on that, I don't think I can bring anything more to their table on that. My biggest desire is the West End, and that is my love, and that's where my focus is going to be if I'm elected.
Okay.
Not that I won't help.
Absolutely.
If there's ideas, if there's anything I can do, because as an alderman, you're representing one area, one ward. You're making votes and putting out votes for other areas and other things that are coming before the board. And I don't have a problem with that, but in just talking to you today, the West Side is my love.
I understand that completely. And that is a delicate balance when you do work for the city, while you do represent your ward, and that is the West End. Some of your job and things are going to, where all of you are going to work together for the betterment of the whole city.
Right.
So I love that you understand that, and you're going to take that supportive role in doing so. If you had a particular message that you want to say just to your community, to your potential voters, what encouragement or word would you like to share and say to them?
The first thing is to vote. We have a lot of God-given ability that we have. God has blessed the United States in many, many manners. But we having the opportunity to voice ourselves through voting has got to be our number one priority. So whether it's for me or someone else, get out and vote. Use that right to go to the poll and show your support for someone. That would have to be my first and foremost. My daddy was a firm believer in making sure all of his children were taught to vote. And I started voting when I was 18. And I don't think I've ever missed an election.
I love that very much. I happen to be married to an election commissioner, so that is definitely something that we're training up our boys to do and to know the same way that our parents trained us up that way. Because so many people don't realize that voice really does make a difference. One vote does make a difference. Mm-hmm. So then, there's a whole new initiative now.
Exactly.
As educating people not only on the importance of being involved, but the importance of getting registered and then showing up at the polls. Because just being registered isn't enough. You have to go and actually do the voting. Right. And so, yes, I can definitely agree with you.
But with all of that said, Kristen, I do want to say, I want everybody in Ward 1, though, that are registered voters to get out and vote, and I do want them to vote for me. Give me the chance. Give me the opportunity. Let me be your voice. Let me be that person up at City Hall that's fighting for Ward 1.
I love that. Thank you so much for joining us, for sharing a little bit of about you and your plans should you get elected. Guys, thank you so much for joining us for this special edition of South Haven Business Beat. Like we were saying before, please take the time out to go to the polls on April the 1st, cast your vote, and make your voice heard. What changes and things you want to see right here at home in South Haven can affect your home, your community, and even your businesses here. South Haven's a great place to live, work, and play, and we want to keep it that way. So please make your priority on April 1st to go vote. Thanks. If you haven't done so yet, please go make sure you subscribe to South Haven Business Beat so you don't miss a single episode. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.